Wait, rewind. Rewind.
Getting started. It gets worse.
Hold up. Let's clear this shit
up. He did what you thought he did. He did what you heard he did. Welcome, guys. Welcome back. Good to have you here with us.
Yup.
Welcome back to the Friends Are Benefits podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed the previous episodes and hope you guys enjoy this one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome. It's your boy Omar with
Raro. I don't know why that took me forever to say.
Any life updates? What have you been up to the past week?
Nothing. Just YouTube.
Apart from editing.
No, that's about it. That's all my life right now. So we just published last week.
Yeah. And you've been putting in a lot of work, apparently. Like, I'm just chilling.
He's literally just chilling. I'm just chilling. Chilling, just fucking sitting and eating. That's what you've been doing.
Basically, because I'm not doing half as much as you're doing right now. Like, I just come basically record and then go home, maybe put in like an hour when it comes to like making captions for the reels.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And even the first time that I did that, I was like, holy shit, this is work.
This nigga put out look at him. He literally put out one. Reels. Oh my God.
Just like two reels. And I was like,
took
God
30 minutes
damn,
and he's like, oh
work.
My God.
I was like, I'm done.
I'm done for the day.
Really?
I did my work, he said.
But you're out here. Like, yeah.
It's 24-7.
No, that's good for us.
24-7.
That's good for us. It's a good balance. It's a good balance. I like it just the way it is.
No, you don't.
Balance. For both of us.
For both of us.
Yeah. We both can be overworked. You know what I mean?
Are you overworked? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not. So you have to be the one that overworks to make it work.
Right? Yeah.
It's only fair.
It's only fair, he said.
I'm tripping. No.
Justice is not here.
No, but I'm doing my best though. Like, you know that. I'm doing my best. I need to buy a laptop. Because then I could actually help you with the editing.
You want to help me with the editing? No, you don't.
No, I actually do.
No, you don't.
I actually do. I just don't know if I want to put so much time on that. Because I got so many other stuff. But you should understand, like, I got, like, I'm studying for the personal training thing and everything else.
Yeah, what am I doing?
YouTube is your baby. You know what I mean? So you actually enjoy doing this.
I
why
don't
want to
fight for the second. Okay?
Why are you complaining? You enjoy it.
I'm letting
you do more of it.
You listen to me. I don't want to fight for this episode, okay?
All right, cool.
We fought on the last episode.
Yeah, we need to plan. We need to plan our topics better so we can just stick to them. Because otherwise you go all over the place.
We're literally all over the place. So if you guys are annoyed, this is our conversations all the time.
On a regular basis.
We always start somewhere and we end up in the middle of nowhere. Literally nowhere. That's our conversation all the time.
That's our whole friendship.
It actually is.
Fucking crazy.
Just fucking, yeah. And that's how we're going to end up with you guys too, just to let you know. We're going to start somewhere good, and at the end it's going to be like eating ass. Like all that kind of stuff. Like it's not going to make sense.
There's no routine, guys.
So you need to watch from the beginning till the end. Yeah, you can't start from the middle. You're not going to understand what the hell just happened.
You're not
going to
understand shit.
How we got there. Like, 100%. You don't know.
It's like when we start talking in the beginning, we sound like two adults talking.
Yeah.
Like we talk about the serious parts.
Like serious things.
Like good stuff.
And then
2 seconds later, we just become kids in the conversation. Just talking about wild
anything.
Shit.
Anything. Nobody's safe.
Literally.
Yeah. Nothing is safe.
It ain't safe. Nah, all right, cool. Let's try to get some sort of structure, some sort of routine.
Yeah.
Something that we can focus on.
Yeah.
All right, so there's some things in life, where it's like, it feels like there's not much of a middle ground. And I feel like partying is one of that. Mm. Partying is something that you really like or you don't like at all. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's no in between, you mean?
There's no in between. It's either you're really into it or you're not.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because a party person is a party person. If you're not a party person, you might go and party, but it's not because you want to go and party. It's probably because your friends are just doing it. You feel me? So that's the reason why I wanted to know, what do you think about partying? Do you think partying is like overrated or underrated?
I guess we're doing overrated, underrated.
Yeah, that's the session for now.
Yeah. If I think partying is a yeah or no.
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like I already I sometimes have my moments where I go partying like every week.
Yeah.
But then it tires out very fast.
Very, very fast.
Yeah. It's like it's a quick hype type of thing. And then it just tires out. Like three summer months. That's it. Then after that, I feel like it just kind of dies down.
That's even long for me, you know.
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
I have my phases where it's like I would go 6 months without partying.
Yeah.
And then I would just come and do it like boom, 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 like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm done. I'm
but
tired.
That's because you're free football, no?
Even when it's off season, I still don't go out and party much.
But do you party when it's
When the season is on, I'm not partying like at all.
Exactly.
So like when the season is over and I actually have the time and I can go and party,
yeah,
I just do it for like 3 weeks, 3 weekends, and I don't want to do it no more. It's just something about parties, man. First of all, like I don't drink, so being there it's fun, but the most fun part for me is not actually the whole dancing, the whole crazy part. It's just like having conversations, getting to talk, just chilling, just vibing.
Yeah.
I just like it calm. I like it mellow all the time.
Yeah.
So party is like the complete opposite of that for me. So when I go out, I don't come back home like feeling good. I actually feel drained.
Yeah.
And I don't even drink, which is the crazy part. But usually usually the day after, I feel like super tired. Like the whole weekend is gone for me. So that's the reason why I'm like, the people that actually do party are the ones that could do it for like 3 months, but still continue because they have more energy in the tank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you have, that's weird because you are an extrovert.
I am.
Yeah.
But parties.
But you want to like talk with the person instead of like.
Yeah.
Just dancing around.
Yeah.
Or is that because you can't dance?
Probably.
See? Probably. That's because you can't dance.
Yeah, not going to lie. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I guess if you wanted to talk to somebody, a party is not the best place for that.
It's literally not.
Which is why I like what it was like during Corona time. Because Corona time here in Sweden, at least.
Oh, yeah. You were forced to sit down.
The music was not too loud. And even if you were supposed to dance, you just dance around your table. And for me, that was the time where I actually enjoyed partying the most.
Seriously.
That was summer 2020. And that's when I was going out like every single weekend.
Yeah.
And
Sweden was not taking COVID seriously at all.
No, everything was calm here.
The bars were open. Like, you could go sit there. And all the clubs, they turn them into bars. So you can get served at your table.
Yeah.
And which actually earns them a lot of money, actually.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to dance around your own table. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't even let you stand up. So that was how it was in Sweden.
That's what it was like. Yeah. 2020
so you
summer.
Like that one more.
Fun. Like, that's the time when I was hooked with Hugo. The nightclub.
Yeah, the sitting.
Yeah. That's the time that I was hooked with that place. Yeah. I was literally there like every weekend.
Oh, are you just there to
Friday
chirps?
And Saturday. What do you mean? To chat to people?
Yeah.
Yeah. That too.
You're there. You're just there to chirps. Like
just there for that.
Yeah.
But there to also conversate. Like there to also like just talk to people. Just talk to friends, for example. Because, you know, like the way that I live my life personally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like during the week, I ain't got time for nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So being able to go out the time that people can go out and have a conversation, just talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a part of it as well. So it's not like I was just going there to just chat beer shit with girls.
Yeah.
And get girls. Even though that did happen a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
During that time.
Yeah.
It happened.
When
That's
did you
not
talk to your
fault.
Friends? Let's talk about this. When did you even talk to your friends?
I was going out with our mutual friend that we had.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We used to go out, chat, have fun.
Do
on
you
the
used
weekend.
To chat to her?
Yeah.
Or do you used to,
we used to talk, fam. Just right. talk because we're friends. That's right. the time that right. I could actually catch right. up with friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was also
I'm just
a part
like,
of
yeah,
it.
No, he didn't catch up with me, so I don't know where this time went. No, I'm thinking with the chirps.
You weren't partying much at that time, so that's the reason why.
No, I wasn't.
We actually did go out once during that time.
During that summer?
Yeah, during that summer.
No, that was like after your ex, wasn't it?
Wait, let me think. No, that was before.
That was before. That was before. Yeah, I wasn't out.
You wasn't out. I wasn't out. It's only once I remember us being out.
Yeah.
I think everything can be bad as long as, you know, you're doing it in the right amount, which you could also relate to the next point, yeah. which is alcohol. Alcohol, do you think it's overrated or underrated or good rated? It's like in the middle.
Alcohol is... If you're a child and if you're thinking like, I can't wait to be able to drink, la la la, overrated. Fucking overrated.
Thank you for being a good role model.
No, but it's fucking overrated.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
No, because I don't think they should even let people wait till they're 18 to get the first drink.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's that necessary, they should do it at school and be like, do it and under like... I don't know what I'm saying. I should do it in school so people can test it. Like in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that they'd be like, oh, so they learn about it there.
No, but I don't think they have to test it. Like they can just They can just tell them. Because in school you don't really talk about alcohol.
But you should taste it. If it's that bad, then they should actually do something.
It's not about the taste. You should tell them about what it could do to you.
Definitely. And yeah, that teach them. Exactly.
Exactly. Because it's kind of like sex in school as well.
Yeah, they teach you about it.
They don't show you practical on what can happen.
Oh, yeah. True.
Like, you don't have two underage kids have sex to show them why you need a condom. You don't do that in school.
Yeah.
So it could be the same thing for alcohol as well. Tell them of all the risks and the benefits. And that's the good part.
There's
actually no fucking benefits to alcohol.
No, there's benefits.
Like, the only benefits are social benefits. That's the only thing that you get.
Yeah.
I'm talking about bodily, there's no benefits to it. To your body. People that try to say wine has like antioxidants, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, wine is not bad.
It's not. It's not good for you, fam. But alcohol, you know, in itself is not good for you.
No, but kids do not drink alcohol, so like they're healthy.
That's what I'm saying. Tell them people about the risks. So they can know what could go wrong if you keep on drinking it for a long time.
True. No, they should definitely have like they some alcohol.
Yeah, or like an alcohol addict seminar.
Like talk.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
Yeah, like show them everything that could go wrong.
Yeah.
So they're fully aware of it. And then I'm pretty sure a lot of them would stay away from it.
A little bit away. You know? Yeah. But they're still going to do it. I just don't want...
Yeah, because, you know,
like, I'm saying it's overrated because people are like, oh my God, let's go get drinks. And then they're partying, la, la, la. Even after they throw up, they're still partying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like you could do that without alcohol.
Yeah.
But do I want to do it without alcohol? No. But I'm saying, like, you could still survive the night without alcohol.
And you can still have a great time.
You can still have a great time.
Just get
He's
some
bringing this
coffee.
Out because he can't drink.
Just get some coffee in you and you're good.
Coffee?
That's my party joke.
You're going to be like hype.
That's my party joke, which is kind of like what alcohol does to you, except that it strips your brain cells away from you. That's
brain
the only difference.
No, it's like
With
you
coffee,
get more...
you actually get energy.
You get more
and
loose.
And you're social.
Relax you.
That makes you social as well because you're active. You're hyperactive.
Yeah.
So that's a good... That's the only party joke that I need, to be honest.
Hmm.
Which sounds so fucking lame.
I'm not lame. You're lame. I drink. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't party without alcohol because I just choose not to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to get a little tipsy.
A little.
But I never get
lit.
Drunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm saying it's overrated because you actually don't need it. And this is what it is. Because I haven't done it. Right. I can't really speak that much into it.
Mm.
But at the same time, because I haven't done it, I know that you can survive without it. That's what
Facts.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and
you have been around
have a
drunk
very
people
good time without
a lot
it.
Of, yeah.
You can have a blast without it.
But and you need to have a good personality and a good vibe. And not everybody actually has that.
If you don't have a good
that.
Personality and a good vibe before you start drinking alcohol, what makes you think that alcohol is going to give you
It's going to make you more loose. It's going to make you more not in contact with your... control.
Yeah, like if you don't have like a shy personality.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I meant.
Cool. But
yeah.
If you have like a bad personality, alcohol is not going to give you a good personality.
No, that's not...
That's what I'm trying to say. Like if you're a psychopath when you're sober, only God knows what's going to happen when you drink. You feel me?
Facts.
So,
yeah.
If you're shy, there's ways to work around that as well without the need for alcohol.
Yeah, just get some alcohol in you if you're a little bit shy.
Yeah.
And then that will make you talk. So that's the only good part about alcohol.
Yeah,
I'm
the social aspects.
Yeah.
Bodily, you're just fucking yourself up. And it's expensive.
It is very expensive.
Ooh, expensive.
Yeah, people spend money on alcohol.
All the time.
Money.
I don't get it.
And it's like, it's ridiculous. Bars are literal scams. They're literally a scam.
100%. Because
they just open a bottle, open some shit, pour it up for you, and now it's worth £100. But the bottle was worth less.
Exactly.
How does that make sense?
They're banking off of people.
They're making money.
Literally banking.
Literally a scam. It's a fucking what? Scam.
Fam, like Red Bull.
Yeah.
Buy it at the store. 20 crowns. You get like three. Because sometimes they have 3 for 20.
Yeah.
You buy it at a bar. A regular energy drink. It's yeah. like
yep.
45 crowns. Yeah. It's twice as much.
Twice, double.
And you get two less.
Yeah, but that's like...
It's mad. And I don't even drink alcohol, but I can only imagine. You guys are being scammed.
We're like, getting after scammed.
Night after night.
They literally mad. Take from System Bolaget, because that's the system that they have in Sweden. Yeah. You only get it from one store.
Yeah.
So you just go there, you take a bottle for 100 crowns, and each pour, each glass, you're taking 100 crowns. What are you talking about? What do you make it make sense?
This is daylight scamming, you know?
It's literally a scam.
It's not like
thieves.
People don't see the money that's going out of
no,
their
you,
account.
No, you consent to the thieves.
You're consenting.
It's not making sense.
It's robbery. Daylight
yeah.
robbery.
Because I understand restaurants, they're cooking the food.
Yeah.
They're literally cooking the food.
They're spending the time as well on
they're
it.
Yeah. This nigga just opened a bottle and pour it up for you, and now it's worth 5 times. Like, it's not making sense. It's really not making sense. We sound like we don't got no money.
No, we just sound like we have sense. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. Those are not good reasons why alcohol is overrated.
Alcohol
this
is
a pretty
freaking
good reason
overrated.
Why it's overrated.
Yeah. The money is insane.
The money, the expense.
They just open it, pour it, and pour now it. Look at this. The price went
gold,
up.
Gold.
For some reason. How does that make sense?
They take water, turn it into gold.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Scams.
Scams.
No. Thank God I don't drink.
I mean, there are people that mix it, but I'm saying like wine, it doesn't make sense. Why would it be more expensive than where you bought it from? Like double? Yeah. Okay, double, fine.
Yeah.
People gotta be paid all that stuff. Fine.
Yeah.
They're literally scams. Like yeah. 4 times as expensive.
Much
that's
as the
how
bottle.
They're. Oh
that's
my god.
Mad. That's mad.
They're literally insane.
That is actually crazy.
Yeah, that's a little rant.
Yeah, I would have been broke. God knows if I drank alcohol.
Yeah, if you're addicted to it and it's easy to be too.
Yeah.
So it would be.
Because you know, I had my phase with the Red Bulls as well when I was partying more often.
You
I had
did.
My phase. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fam, I would have like 5 bottles of Red Bull
you
per night.
You have many phases. I can't keep count anymore.
So much.
What the hell is like, happening? He used to drink coffee. He used to leave parties to go drink coffee.
Coffee. Like I told you guys earlier, coffee is my party drug. I once literally, we're all at a house party.
Yeah.
At a friend's place. And yeah. It was like in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of literally nowhere.
Yeah. And when I just got to the party, first thing that I did, I asked her, do you have coffee?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, we have coffee. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. As the night went on, I started needing that boost of energy. Because you know that's what coffee does to you. You become hooked.
Yeah.
And once you start going down, you want it back. Just like sugar. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm starting to get that feeling where I'm starting to go low on energy.
Yeah.
Can
Where's
you make
coffee?
Me some coffee?
Yeah.
She didn't have any filter.
That's what happened.
That's the reason why she didn't have any coffee filters at her place.
That's
and
what
I was
happened.
Like, where is the closest place that I can go to right now?
Because it's ASAP.
Guys, mind you, it was like 11 o'clock.
Nothing was
Something
open
like
except for McDonald's.
Only McDonald's was open.
And it was like.
And it was in town. I had to take the whole
ride.
Bus. I had to take the whole
bus. A bus ride, like 20 minutes?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because first you have to walk. It's not that long, actually. But then you have to take the bus.
Yeah.
And then he would have to rely on there being a bus when you come back.
Exactly. And that's the part where I fucked up. Because I actually did miss the bus coming back. So it took me even longer.
Yeah.
So I literally missed the whole party.
He disappeared for like 3 hours.
For real. Y'all
Something
were just having
like that.
Fun.
For some coffee.
And my crackhead ass wanted to get some coffee instead.
Left.
See, that's sometimes I surprise myself with the phases that I be going through.
It's he has been addicted to crazy shit.
Crazy
and it's
shit.
It's never makes sense.
Like this time.
Out of nowhere.
When I had my Red Bull phase.
But what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
No worries.
But it's very good that you don't drink alcohol then.
Yeah.
Because I know you're going to get hooked.
Ooh, I would have been
There's
broke.
Literally no... Yeah.
I would have been an alcoholic.
No, I would have to find you in the streets. Somebody come collect you from the streets. That's what we would have ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick. Thank God I didn't grow up in this society.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, no, it's really good that you don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
It would have gone bad.
It would have
gone
south real quick. Overrated. Save your money.
Overrated.
Save your brain cells. Save your liver. save yourself.
Save yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. God bless.
God bless. Relationships. Overrated, underrated.
No, you answer first.
I want to.
No, you answer first. You answer first. I answered first all of them. Come on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Relationships. I think you already know this. Right now, I think relationships are highly overrated.
Yeah.
Highly, highly overrated. Because people feel like they need to be in a relationship.
Yeah. People feel that?
People feel like they need, like, they need to be alone in a relationship. To have somebody.
Ah. That's a nice twist.
And they think that when they don't have somebody in their lives, that means that they're worthless. So yeah, them seeking somebody is not even a reflection of, like, a person that's happy with who they are. And they happen to find somebody.
Yeah.
But they're genuinely going out there and pushing.
Mm.
Like, they're genuinely going out there. And when they have a conversation with somebody, the first thing that's on their mind is that, oh, shit, maybe I want a relationship with this person.
Mm.
And for me, that's even, like, a big turnoff. If I was supposed to go on a date, and I knew that the other person was looking for a relationship, I don't know, that's a turnoff for me. It's mad, you know?
That's a turnoff for you.
It kind of is somebody, a turnoff.
Somebody looking for a
relationship. Somebody actively seeking a relationship. It's not looking for a relationship. If you're actively looking for a relationship,
I mean, that's a bit weird.
You might end up with somebody just because you're actively looking for it, not because you were meant to be with that person.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like for me personally, in the past relationships that I've been in, I was just looking for a person. I was just searching for somebody to be with. But
it's like, somebody love me.
Exactly. But it's not like I just met somebody and then we happened to have good energy and then things were going good and then I actually
found out
that I like you, like naturally, like that. Yeah. Like I'm not even thinking about it, then you surprise me. I guess movies have fucked me up.
I think movies have definitely fucked us up. Because here's the thing, people usually do not marry their love of their life. When they end up marrying is somebody that was there at the right time, at the right moment.
That's what.
Isn't that depressing?
So fucking depressing.
That's very depressing because it's all about like how everything lines up.
Yeah.
Like I know for men, some men feel like pressure before they get married. They have to have a career in place. But you might have met the person that you want to spend your life with like way before that. But because everything was not in line for them, like, they will still break up with that person, but marry somebody that is convenient right there, right now. Yeah. Because everything is in place then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should really question yourself.
Yeah.
To the people engaged, I guess.
Listen.
Let me make my point.
Oh my God.
Like, question yourself. Because most of the times, it's somebody that you have in close proximity to you. You guys happen to live in the same town. Or you have to go to the same gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are really close, like, in the same building, for example.
Yeah.
And people are always looking for signs. I don't know. Like, people are always looking for signs to why they need to be in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
So they could be like, oh, I probably saw him 2 times in town, and then we probably looked at each other.
Yeah.
So it was destiny. It was meant to happen. But obviously that's going to happen if you're looking for that sign.
Fact. Speak.
And it makes sense as well because most of the time you both live in the same area. So you guys seeing each other is literally just a coincidence.
It's literally a coincidence.
It's literally a coincidence.
Yeah, babes.
So question yourselves. Was it just that this person happened to live in the same town as me? We got to talk a little bit and they showed that they were interested. Is that the reason why I'm together with this person? Or was it because there was something genuine there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's... I guess. It's every day ruin people's relationship in this podcast, isn't it? It's every day think about your mate. They're probably cheating. They're probably doing this. Well, we sound hurt. Wilding, we sound actually hurt.
And we're both single, which is the craziest.
So what we're saying is, do not fucking get a relationship. Stay hyped.
Stay hyped.
In the streets.
Stay young.
Stay young.
Yeah. Basically.
Misery likes company. So that's probably why.
That too.
I'm having fun though. So I would definitely say like it's overrated as well.
Yeah, it is highly overrated.
I think relationships are overrated. I think marriage is overrated.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one to say. Yeah, I think a lot of things are overrated. Marriage is definitely overrated. If you don't trust me, if you don't believe what I'm saying, just look at the statistics. They're literally telling you 50% of y'all is not going to end up together.
And so, of the 50% that actually do end up with each other, 20% are happy. Or I think it was like less. I think it was even less than that. I'm not really sure what the exact statistic was.
Oh yeah.
But it was a very low number, which makes you question the whole constitution, patriarchy, everything that exists.
Yeah.
This thing that they're telling you you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it in a very logical way.
Yeah.
The experts are actually telling you that of the 50% that do it, let's say you had a gun, right, and it was loaded, and they told you 50% of the chance.
Yeah.
That you do it, you're not gonna get hit.
Yeah.
But there's a chance that the other 50%
is gonna kill you.
Are you gonna take that risk?
You're not gonna.
You're literally not gonna.
So why would you make it when it comes to marriage?
In the first place, fam, they're telling you 50% of y'all's getting married, you're not gonna end up, and 30% of you are not gonna be happy together.
That's mad.
And you're still like, okay.
The odds are literally against you.
I might be part of the 20%.
20%, babes,
no.
That's not how it works.
No, it doesn't work like that, fam.
Oh my god. Wow. Just speaking facts today. That's what you are, nah.
For real.
slow claps. For real.
So I think actually getting married, you need to actually be ready for the possibility that it's not gonna last and you're okay with that.
Yeah. And it should be okay with that because at this point, it's literally convenient.
Yeah.
It's convenient to get married.
Exactly.
It's convenient to get married. So, like, you guys have a family, la la, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Very convenient. More convenient before than now. That's why marriage is less now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the odds are literally against you. So, marriage, overrated.
Yeah.
Definitely overrated.
Except that you're marrying a certain person at a certain time and people grow and not always in the same direction. Mm. Except that when that happens and you guys grow apart, accept that it's okay to split up from each other without it being like a big taboo thing.
Yeah.
Which I think we've come pretty far with that because it's not as taboo people getting divorced as it was like 20 years ago.
Oh.
Because 20 years ago, if you got divorced, there's actually something wrong with you guys. Like, you're stepping out of the constitution of the way society is supposed to look like.
That's weird, what people used to feel back then. Yeah.
But now
being a divorcee is very controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very taboo.
But now divorcee is every corner.
Yeah, everywhere you go.
Yeah, every corner you find a divorcee.
Everywhere you go. You see it like on celebrity news all the time.
Bruh.
The whole Kanye thing and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Should we talk about what Kanye is doing? Because what the fuck is Kanye doing, bruh?
Kanye is moving mad, yo.
Did you see the new catwalk?
No.
This guy had a t-shirt. And in the back of it, that was written, White Lives Matter.
What is going on in that man's mind? Like, I'm genuinely curious. What is it like being Kanye's head? It's crazy.
He said, White Lives
Matter.
And where people were getting angry.
Yeah.
I don't know if he tweeted or put it on Instagram. I think it was on Instagram. He was like, oh, all you guys are on me when I'm saying White Lives Matter, but nobody was here for me when I was talking about my kids and missing my kids. I'm like, make it make sense.
Bro, let me just clear one thing.
Make it make sense.
All lives matter. And I don't want to, let me make the point that I'm trying to make.
You can't say shit like that and not make your point.
No, but like, why does he feel like it is necessary to put that on a shirt? That's the point that I'm trying to make. Like, we know White Lives Matter.
Everybody knows White Lives Matter. It's been mattering.
It's never been under threat. White lives has never been under threat.
No.
So why do you, as
every
a black
day
man,
they matter.
Feel
every
like
day.
You have the urge to put,
to
that,
put
on
that
a
on
shirt? It's just not making sense.
He didn't even say like all lives matter. He literally said white lives matter.
Like, bitch, we don't knew that.
We done knew that. We've been knew that for fucking centuries. No, he don't make God, sense. Man. He literally the shit doesn't that nigga make be doing, any yeah? sense.
It's crazy. I swear yeah. to God, the shit that nigga be doing is crazy.
You never know when it's gonna come.
That's what I'm.
It's everyday hit.
That's what I'm saying. I wish I lived in his head so I can know. I just want to be. I just want to be.
Where does this thought come
I just want to be a scientist in his head, taking notes of the kind of shit that goes through his head.
Yeah, the fuckery that's going in there.
I'm pretty sure it's a lot.
Nah, man, it's.
It's crazy.
And he keeps on like blaming it on his sickness.
Yeah,
which
bipolar.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I know mad bipolars.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
He probably uses that to a little extra extent. And then he's blames
talking
it on
about
it.
He's talking about, oh, nobody cared about me when I'm saying this, but like when I'm saying this, everybody cared. But when I was talking about my kids, ain't nobody give a fuck about your kids. Ain't nobody give a fuck about your kids. There's yeah. kids every corner. Why is your kid special? The fuck?
His kids are good. Like, what was he complaining about? His kids?
No, he's saying like...
What happened to his kids?
Like, she's not letting him meet his kids. It's what he's saying. He's been saying that, but he lives the next corner.
Yeah.
Like, and, it's not making sense.
What does he want people to tell him when he says that?
They want him to kidnap his kids from the mother.
Yeah.
And bring it to his house, apparently.
That's basically what he wants. That's basically what he wants. Like, what can people
what can we
tell
do?
You?
What can we
like,
do?
You're Kanye.
Did I have his kid?
That's what I'm saying. So he said that people were... He's mad that...
People were ignoring
not,
it.
Were ignoring him. Nigga, the fuck?
What was...
Who get, figure it out. Figure it out.
Yeah. Like,
how is that our problem?
Oh, you made a baby with
slide,
her.
People should slide into his DMs and be like, oh, don't worry, Kanye. You're going to be okay.
You,
like, you'll be fine, bro. Come on, man. Grow up.
Grow the fuck up.
Grow up.
Grow up, actually.
Hey, you know like, what? Let's get into the next one.
Yeah. You're just getting lost.
Let's get into the next one.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of... I don't know if people are going to be able to, you know, understand in a clear way everything that we're talking about, because we jump from one topic to another topic to another topic.
Because they have to follow. You have to watch from the beginning to the end.
If you skip 15 seconds...
Then you're lost.
You're
lost,
gone.
Babes.
You're lost, because we're going to be on a whole different topic.
Yeah, we can't find you. You're actually lost. Find Waldo.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Finding Waldo.
Overrated, underrated. Mm. How about sex?
That's interesting.
That's hella
yeah.
interesting.
That's very interesting. Overrated or underrated?
Yeah. I think I kind of know where you stand.
Do you, though?
Yeah, because we talked about it, I think.
Like...
Say what you feel.
I feel
Say
like
what
it's
you really,
different.
Really feel.
I feel like it's different. Because if you're not coming, it's very, very underrated.
Even if you're coming, I'll tell you this. For me, it's highly overrated.
What?
Sex
You'd
is highly
be the
overrated.
Last person I would expect to say that.
It's highly overrated.
Okay, why is it overrated?
For so many reasons.
All right, then let me know. Let us know.
For so many reasons.
Why is it? Why?
Let me put this into a bit of a context.
Yeah.
There is, for me, I consider sex to be in two different categories. It's either you're having meaningful sex with a partner.
Yeah. Or just.
Or just hooking up.
Hmm.
I think what I want to say is that hooking up, highly overrated.
Yeah.
Because, like.
That
a lot
I agree
of
on.
Time goes into it. Like, let's say if you're going to go out to meet somebody, a lot of time goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
And time is money. Everybody knows that. A lot of. Financials go into it as well. If you're buying drinks for the girl, if you're
spoiling
buying drinks for yourself as well, that's also money.
That is true.
And
the intro, everything.
Everything that goes into it. You know, if you're the type of person that thinks a lot about fashion, the money that you're going to be spending to impress a girl to take back home, that's also a bad financial investment.
Yeah.
So it's the whole effort, the whole time that it takes.
But if you're like in a relationship just in something more than a one night stand type of thing, do you think then it's overrated too?
No, then it's the best, actually.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, because it depends on like what's going on.
100% if it's somebody that you know and you guys have a good connection and the chemistry is there, all of that doesn't happen when you just meet somebody. Yeah. It builds up over time. Then it's actually meaningful.
Yeah.
Then it's goodly rated.
It's definitely not underrated.
It's definitely not underrated.
Yeah.
It's not overrated. It's good rated.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would actually agree to that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you're younger, you think that hookups, like hooking up with people, is going to be fun.
Just left and right. Yeah.
Just left and right. You think that that's fun, but even that, you become tired of it so quick. Even that, it's not even fun. It's actually draining on you. That's how I feel about it personally.
Wow.
I guess I'm becoming mature.
Where did your fuckboy attitude go?
It left my soul.
You left your soul?
It left my soul.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's not good, like every now and then, but what I'm saying is it's not fun and it doesn't come close. It doesn't come close to when you're in a relationship. It doesn't come halfway as close. It's actually meaningless.
I don't know if it's like it has to be committed for you to enjoy it. I don't think that. I think it has to be something meaningful. Absolutely. But I don't know if you need to be in a relationship to enjoy it to that much. I feel like you would have to just really, really like the person.
Yeah.
And then it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. You can enjoy it more. Like, the more you know the person and you guys have a good connection, you can enjoy it more. But to actually really enjoy it to a point where you're fully comfortable with that person, that is something that builds up over time. Because let's say it's just a fuck buddy that you have. You guys know at some point it's gonna end if you guys are just sleeping with each other. It's not that meaningful.
Yeah.
And you guys know.
But just like, how sex on its own, no, that's definitely overrated.
Yeah. And
sex
even
sex on its own, yeah.
I believe you actually do need to be in a relationship. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
No way.
Like, if it's just like a fling thing, like you guys are doing it for like a long time.
Yeah.
First of all, that's not sustainable. Like, how long can you be hooking up with somebody?
But this is not about sustainable.
Yeah.
We're not talking about sustainable. No. We're saying if it's worth it, then.
Even then, it's better. It's better than just the hooking up.
Yeah.
But it's still not good enough.
I think the first time when you're actually, are you kidding me? The first time you actually have sex with the person that you like.
Yeah.
I think that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is underrated.
I would say that one is goodly rated because a lot of people would agree with that. It feels like when you like, basically what you're saying is like the beginning stages of a relationship.
Yeah, those are the best.
100%.
Exactly. Those are goodly rated. I mean, that's why I'm saying, like,
but
you don't have to be in a relationship.
But then it's committed. But then
it's not committed.
It's the beginning stages of being with that person. It's committed.
No, I don't. I don't mean committed.
I think
mean,
you
like,
know from the beginning, you know if you're gonna be committed with that person or not. I think
yeah,
you know that
from
the beginning.
Yeah,
exactly.
But not committed. I don't think committed, not committed. It doesn't matter as long as you're attracted to the person. You guys have something meaningful.
Yeah.
Like a little more emotional attached,
yeah,
and all that stuff, then I feel like it's worth it. Then it's like goodly rated.
Yeah.
But
yeah
I don't think you
to
have
be
to be in
a
relationship
a connection.
For that.
They just have.
Yeah. Because we're just talking about sex.
Yeah. But then it has
period.
To be, it has to be.
Or for you, meaningful has to
it
be
has
in
to be
a
meaningful.
Relationship.
For me, it has to be in a relationship. And I know that we're committed to each other.
Yeah.
For me, it has to be that for me to like really enjoy it.
Yeah, for me it's not like that. I just have to really be attracted to you and also have like a little bit feelings involved.
Yeah.
And then
but then you're thinking you might hope for it to be a relationship, no? There's some sparks of a relationship there. It's not just like
no, but that's what I meant. Like I'm not saying fling.
Yeah.
Flings are perfect.
Yeah.
Flings are perfect, but like with flings, you would have to be a little bit emotionally there with that person too.
Yeah.
If that's there, I feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want the long-term shit you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't want the long-term thing because I know that's going to fade out.
No, but it gets better. It gets better. It gets deeper.
It gets deeper, but then at the end,
and you guys are more
lost.
Comfortable with each other. I think for me, that's like the best part. You guys are really comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
You know each other in a deep way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I don't enjoy my fun every now and then. That's not the point that I'm trying to make. The point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, because that's why I said, like, you'll be the last person to say that.
Sometimes I go a long time, it's like I'm not doing nothing. And then I just want to experience it again. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. So it comes out of boredom.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we got to keep it fresh down there.
Jesus, okay. Hey,
yeah, yeah, that's that. Traveling. Overrated, underrated? What do you think?
Traveling. I mean, I haven't traveled.
You if you don't like to travel. I haven't traveled much either.
Yeah.
But if I'm supposed to be with somebody that actually doesn't like traveling, like they hate traveling, like they don't want to travel.
No, I want to travel.
Like they don't even have a passport, that's not okay. Because for me, that shows you don't have any vision. Like,
I don't have any passport.
No, but that's for reasons that we know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You don't travel much. I haven't traveled much either for the past 6 years because I'm working on so many other stuff.
But when I travel, I do travel around Sweden.
Yeah, you do that a lot. Even I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, just rated.
Yeah, traveling is it's fully rated.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So many things that you can enjoy about traveling.
Yeah, without
like, travel
doing the crazy
just to
stuff.
Be out of your regular life, the things that you're doing every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to live life, you know.
No, you have to want to travel. I don't understand people who don't want to travel.
Yeah.
If those exist, even that's weird.
It
like
is
you have the money for it and you're still not traveling. That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Super weird.
I would. Just give me a plane. I would go someplace right now. Just take me now.
I swear, I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And I would want to say travel, even if you don't have it like that. But I'm not doing that myself personally.
Yeah.
Because I'm just focused on working on the stuff that I'm working on.
Yeah.
But if you actually have the time and you're able to, you have the money, even if it's not a lot of money, but you have the time to do it, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it
100%.
Yeah.
So traveling is rated, fam.
Rated.
If you're not a traveler, you don't like traveling, fam. I don't see
weird.
How they could ever work.
Weird.
We're done.
Weird.
I'm actually
you
planning.
Said we're
a
done. Is that how fast you dump people?
Yeah. No, it's
weird.
Not. What do you mean dumping? We're not even gonna get to that stage. Like during the dating stage, you tell me you don't like traveling.
Left.
Bye. yeah. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm planning a boys trip with my friends, my guy friends, for next year.
Yeah.
We still haven't decided where we're gonna go yet, because you know it's a guy thing. We're probably gonna wait until the end and be like, okay, we go here. Let's go here. You know.
Go to Vegas.
Nah.
Why not? It's a boys trip. No.
Hey, when I'm gonna go to Vegas? If I go to Vegas,
you
I need
money.
To be packed.
Yeah.
Because that is not somewhere you go broke.
No, you're gonna end up more broke.
Come out with debt.
Probably you can end up stripping in one of those show clubs. They need people there, I have heard.
Nah, you cannot go. You cannot risk that. Vegas, if you're gonna go there, go packed.
But that's fun for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't wait for the story time.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be fun. Mm. We're actually planning to go back to my country, me and a guy friend.
That's dope too.
Yeah, we're thinking maybe Turkey first, or maybe Morocco or Serbia. We actually haven't decided, and the options are so open.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, go to my country and then experience Gambia a little bit.
Yeah,
I can't wait, man.
I believe you, bro. I believe
it's gonna be wild. It's gonna be wild. So what I got next for you guys is some very very special confessions.
Oh, I'm so interested. The battery is about to die, so let's hit them quick.
All right, cool. Let's do that.
If you guys see my lace from the YouTube channel, just pretend like you don't see it.
What do you mean? Your lace is lacing, you know?
My lace is lacing.
Your lace is lacing. Nah, fam.
I don't believe, man. You guys don't even see. You said it on the last video. You guys don't know if it's, what is it, red or blue. Is that what you said? You said something.
I probably said some dumb shit like that.
The girls will see it.
But it looks good. It doesn't look.
It looks.
I feel
just
like if it was not lacing, I would be able to tell. Like, nah, that shit is coming off your scalp.
You would literally not. You would literally not look at me in my eyes. You'd be looking there the whole entire
exactly,
time.
Exactly.
Oh my god, I hate
so
when that happens.
You can trust me when I say it's lacing, man.
All right, fine.
All right, confession time.
Mm-hmm.
It goes like this. Can cheaters change? I know you've already made up your mind. I don't even need to continue with the rest of the conversation.
Yeah.
Called BF cheating online 2 times. It gets weird. I, 19 female, have been with this guy, 21, for 8 months. 6 months in, he was super secretive over his phone, and I went through it and found out he was on Kick sending naked pictures of girls to other men and getting off together.
Wait, rewind. Rewind.
It's getting started. It gets worse.
Wait, hold up. Let's clear this shit up.
He did what you thought he did. He did what you heard he did. He was sending pics.
He's selling pics of other girls to other men.
He was sending pics.
Yeah.
Of other girls
to other men,
so they can get off together. So they can wang to the pic of the girl.
Okay,
that
he's not pretending to be the girls.
No.
No. He's just sending
both the
pics.
Men are doing that.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay.
I just told him I did not care if he was bisexual. I just want the honesty. He kept lying, saying he was just bi-curious and trying things out to change and never do it again. Also, he said he deleted everything. It's been over 2 months. Everything was going perfect. I was finally starting to gain trust, but being secretive over his phone started again. And I have felt something off. So you guessed it. I went through his phone.
Mm.
Long story short, found out he had a fake Snapchat and was also on a gay subreddit, which the men on his Snapchat came from. Once again, I do not care if he's bisexual. I just wanted the honesty and faithfulness. He also still lied to the very end, which made me even more sad. I broke up with him, but of course he begged and begged, and he promises he's going to change this time, and he's going to therapy to help him because he's just really insecure and does stupid things.
Why are you going to therapy for being gay?
No, I think actually he needs to go to therapy. Why is he sending pictures of naked girls to other men to wank off to it? Is that something normal gay people do? I don't know.
He gets them off. It gets
him
off.
They both go off of it, of watching a girl.
But they're watching each other too.
They're watching each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a gay thing, but that sounds pretty messed up to me. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't send a girl porn so we can both get off to it together.
Yeah, you would just do the girl.
Even if we couldn't do each other because we're far apart from each other.
Yeah.
Because they know each other from Snapchat.
Yeah, I would not do that. Yeah, because the normal is that you send your pictures, he sends his pictures,
exactly.
And you guys get off on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why is there girls involved? I don't get it.
That part.
Yeah.
He's just really insecure and does stupid things.
Yeah.
Yes, he admitted he was bi, but is in love with me and only wants me.
Mm.
It was online and never in person. He really didn't even have conversations with these people. But can I really trust him again? I love him and want to take him back with time. But I'm just so scared of being lied to and cheated on again. Even if it does realize his wrongdoings. Please help.
Every ex of mine, after I dumped them, have said they're going to go to therapy. Every single one.
Yeah.
And I'm not even capping.
Yeah. So you don't think he's actually going to go to therapy?
I don't think he's going to go to therapy. I think it's just talks. Every ex of mine, they have said that.
Even if he goes to therapy,
it's not something that's going to get fixed.
It's not going to fix shit.
This is how he gets off.
He's a cheater.
This is how he gets off.
And
period.
He said he was bi-curious. Fine.
He said bi.
Be bi-curious. Okay.
He said he admitted to being bi.
Exactly. Mm. Which is why I think if he just figured out when he was in the relationship with her, because in the beginning he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
If he just figured out in the middle of the relationship that he is bi-curious, I feel like he needs his time to explore that.
Facts.
He needs his time to explore.
True.
So a breakup would be the best thing for them to do.
Yeah.
For her to give him the time, because if he doesn't do the whole experimenting,
he's gonna continue.
He's gonna do it on the side.
Yeah.
He's 100% gonna do it on the side. Or if he doesn't, he's always gonna hate her for that.
Yeah.
So what that guy needs is time to be on his own. Do the whole experiments that he wants to do and decide what he wants.
Yeah.
If he wants to keep that relationship.
Because you can't be bi-curious when you're in a relationship.
In a relationship. You need some exploring to do.
You're bi-curious. So
yeah.
Be curious.
Go explore. Go explore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but he admitted to being bi at the end. Maybe he already hooked up with somebody. I don't know. But what I know is you don't need therapy.
Everybody needs therapy,
yeah. But I don't think him being gay
therapy because of that
makes him therapy. But I don't know if this is even gay, because they're masturbating to a girl, but they're still masturbating together.
Yeah.
So it might be just a bi thing. That makes sense. That will be like bi if you try, but it's like very specific. It's like a little like, yeah, it's what gets him off. So yeah. I don't definitely think that he's gonna get better at all.
No.
Yeah. And I don't think cheaters get better at all either.
Yeah.
One question to you.
Yeah.
If you are in a relationship with somebody, like after 5 years of very amazing time, you guys are super in love, like planning your world together.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. and then they come up to you after 5 years and let you know. I've seen this from a podcast, by the way, and I thought it was very interesting, especially when we're talking about this topic.
Yeah.
They come up to you after 5 years of you guys being together and being very in love, yeah? And they tell you, I need to tell you something. They sit you down.
I cheated on you. In the beginning.
4 years ago. What you gonna do?
That is a sticky one.
Yeah.
Because God knows I would leave that person. It's actually not a sticky one. Easy. I would leave that person straight up.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that clear though? Doubt. Like, me, you guys are planning your life together.
A fucking doubt. 5 years into the relationship.
5 years.
And they tell me that they cheated on me 4 years, 11 months ago.
Yeah.
We're done still. You cheated on me, fam.
Yeah.
Like, everything that happened after that, it was not my consent. Because my consent was that we're supposed to be mutual. But you broke that consent 4 years ago.
I literally talked about this on my channel.
Yeah.
I was saying that anytime, like, somebody cheats and holds that secret,
you have broken the consent.
It's no longer consensual.
Yeah.
The relationship is no longer consensual. Period.
It actually is. Because
you're
not
holding them against their will.
Exactly.
At this point, it's a kidnap.
Because you know, if you told them that they're going to leave you. Yeah. You know that they're going to leave you.
Yeah.
But you want to protect yourself, so you're not telling them that.
Exactly.
Well,
you want to get what you want.
The agreement that you guys had in the beginning.
You want to get what you want, so you're not going to tell them.
Exactly.
That's not consensual.
You've already gotten what you want, apparently, if you cheated and they didn't know about it.
Yeah. But now you're keeping everything you want because you want to stay in the relationship,
exactly,
even though that you just cheated.
Exactly.
You don't want to confess to what you did.
Yeah.
So from that moment on,
if you feel that it's so okay to do what you did, let your partner know and then let them make their decision if they want
to
continue or not.
They have to make their own decision. You cannot hold that.
Don't let it go for like 4 years and tell them.
Bruh.
Do not.
I will feel like such a fucking waste.
Even more because, goddamn, 4 years of my life.
4 years. And I was fucking
clueless.
And
you were not even loyal to me.
Bruh.
Right? I think that makes it hurt even more because if you tell them from the beginning, like right after you do it, okay, I did this, then they have a choice to make.
Do I stay with this person and do I love them? Yeah. Or should I leave?
Yeah.
That was your decision.
Yeah, exactly.
But now you feel like you have been manipulated
to
be together with this person for this long.
They're just dragging you along.
They're just dragging you along.
Yeah.
Because if it's their fantasy world, it's not yours.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would say I would dump them too, basically. Like the one girl was on the podcast that I just listened to. Like this girl was telling them like, yeah, she was saying something very, very like, specific because she was like I think it's like Chromosome X,
the Chromosome X podcast.
Yeah,
fucking love them girls.
Chromosome, what am I saying?
Chemical X
podcast. Yeah.
It sounded
she was
weird
saying
when
like,
I said Chromosome X.
Yeah, it sounded very weird. I'm like, wait, what?
That sounds like a sticky one still.
Yeah. But yeah, she was saying like I cannot trust you because you cheated on me when things were amazing. It's like Goo Goo Gaga times.
Yeah.
Is what she said. It was
Goo Goo
Gaga
to that
times.
Episode.
Yes. And I'm like, that's fucking true.
Yeah.
Because the first year is supposed to be the best year.
Exactly.
And you cheated on them during that time.
Exactly.
You cannot be trusted ever again.
What are you going to do later when it gets boring?
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
So
what else are you going to do later on?
What was her? I think it was Alessia that said that. I don't think you know their names, but
I don't know their names.
That said that.
Yeah.
And it made
so
much sense.
She said that and
fam.
She blew my mind because I'm like, fuck.
Because we both know beginning of the relationship is the best
Google
part.
It's Goo Goo Gaga.
It literally is Goo Goo. You guys are all up in each other's business, fam.
Yeah, you want to be with them.
And during that good
them.
Time,
yeah.
You find the time and the energy
to cheat.
To go out of your way and cheat?
And cheat.
Nah, you cannot be trusted, fam. It's
never.
Done for you.
You're going to do it again. 100%. And it's an actual fact.
It's done for you.
Yeah.
It's done for you.
Yeah. And I believe, like, once a cheater, because once, okay, the first time you cheat, you'll feel terrible about it. Because you're going to think, oh, consequences, la, 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 la.
But then you realize
the
how easy
time,
it is.
It was easy. It's murder.
Yeah.
You got away with murder, literally. That's how it's going to
exactly.
feel. And then you're going to, the second time, it's like drinking
it's
milk.
It's calm.
It's drinking milk.
It literally is. We're going through the psychology of being a cheater.
Literally.
We're
it's
breaking
drinking.
It down today.
It's going to be drinking milk.
It's
the
be.
Second time, you desensitize. Yeah. You desensitize like that.
Exactly.
You're done.
Yeah, a cheater is a cheater. You can't change a cheater. If a cheater cheats, that means that they are cheater and they're always gonna cheat, cheating cheater.
What did you even say? A cheater, cheat, 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 cheat.
If you paid me $1 million to repeat what I just said exactly in that manner, I would never be able to get it right. Even if I wrote it down, I still wouldn't know how to say it again.
A cheater, cheat, cheat, cheat. I cannot. Ridiculous.
That's fucking
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, babes, you should have been left. So yeah. That's our advice. Stayed. Yeah, never should
Once
have stayed.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
If you make the mistake of trusting him now, I mean, you're asking for it at this point.
Yeah.
You're actually asking for it.
It actually makes us seem sketch because we're talking about cheating too much. Last episode, that's what we got into. So
it's
we're
ADHD.
Actually sounding sketch now. You know, it's like you're so much of something that is on your mind so much that you feel like you need to talk about it so much. You probably
I'm traumatized and you're the cheater.
Oh, so I'm the reason why we keep on talking about it. It's because I'm a cheater.
Because I have trauma. I have trauma.
You're traumatized by it.
Yeah, and you're
and
you're
I'm
a cheater.
Giving trauma.
You have given trauma.
No. Hey, we cannot openly admit that I'm a cheater. That's not okay. That
you
is
see,
not okay.
He was cool with it for like
that
2 seconds.
That is not until it clicked. That is not okay. We're not going to put that out there. I'm not a cheater. Like, what? Get on. Just get over this topic, man. Shit.
Wow.
But yeah.
We're not talking about cheaters no more. I can't.
Nah,
I can't handle it.
All the cheaters can be in peace after this episode.
No, fuck them.
This is the last episode.
No, fuck them.
No, they're going to be at peace from us. Like, we're not going to
bring them up.
Because your conscience is already killing you because you're a cheater.
No,
so we're not going to be
not.
A part of that
After
fire.
After the first time, desensitized, like you.
I'm actually pissed now. You guys see what I had to go through? Always being accused and shit.
Accused?
See what I'm talking about? Hey, you know what?
Pick your words correctly.
Let's move on. I really enjoyed that conversation.
we
just literally
whatever.
Go all over the place.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
I think that's what we should call this podcast.
You never know.
You never know where this conversation is going to take you.
That
we
is actually
true. Start talking
true.
About aliens before you know it. We're talking
that
about
makes sense.
Some crazy ass shit.
You never know.
You never know. You just never know.
Wow.
But hopefully you guys had enough brain capacity to...
Yeah, listen the whole
understand.
Through.
If you understood the whole conversation,
props
man,
to you.
Kudos to you.
You're real
actually
G.
elite. Like you're actually superior to normal humans. Like
yeah.
Your understanding is actually understanding. You know what
your
I mean?
Your understanding. Is yeah.
Because we have been all over the place. There hasn't been no structure, so you need to have high brain capacity.
No, you would have to watch it from the beginning to the end. You can't start in the middle. You're
gonna
get lost.
You definitely
you're literally gonna get lost
because what we talk about it doesn't even relate most of the times.
No,
but I guess that's cool. That's the you never know part.
Yeah, that's where you end up. It's just how
that part. That part.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening, and if you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. Subscribe. It will do a lot for us if you guys subscribe.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're trying to reach our dream record of 100 subscribers. If we reach 100 subscribers, we're good. I'm good.
It will mean
a
lot.
That's all we're going for. 100 subscribers, isn't it?
100 subscribers.
Yeah, like we're set.
I mean,
like 100, we're set.
I mean,
yeah.
I want more.
Not like
we're
gonna
set. Get more.
We're set, fam.
100. Nah, we want to build.
Nah, 100.
A gang. Everybody in the gang needs to be contributing, and you guys' contribution is going to be you're subscribing.
Yeah.
That's we need to build a gang.
Yeah,
so
I guess,
let's build
I guess
a gang.
You have
support
higher,
us in building our gang.
I guess you have higher expectations of us.
Yeah, cuz I know we could do
you
good.
Have bigger ambition.
We could do
yeah,
good.
That's good,
we
yeah.
We could do good. Yeah, support us you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Don't forget rate us 5-star Apple Podcasts and everywhere else where you could rate.
Yeah, and we'll see you next
Tuesday.
And we'll
see Tuesday. You guys in the next one.
Yep.
Peace. Deuce.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.